Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm using it again.
12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us.
Kind of faith that the first martyrs of the Church of Rome held. And like St. Paul, it's interesting that yesterday we had the feast of St. Peter and Paul. And so with them, these first martyrs of the Church of Rome would be able to identify with this.
But I just don't think many believe. I solemnly tried to prove Jesus died for you. Do you still think it's real, Timothy? They got me sealed up and locked away in a room here in prison. I'm feeling the misery, but you can play fancy. Oh, I may not last if you wait to try. I believe it's time for me to die. Luke said I'm stuck.
And so St. Paul, you know, and Timothy, I love that. My mother named me Timothy after St. Timothy. And so I just, that touches me. But, you know, I have with me Mike. Mike, how are you doing from New Jersey?
Oh, doing just fantastic.
Outstanding.
Doing just fantastic, and so, my friend.
And then another twist here, like St. John the Baptist, whose feast day, the nativity of St. John the Baptist was a few days ago. But like St. John the Baptist, what did he say in reference about Jesus, the Messiah? He said, he must increase and I must decrease. And so in a way, we are to die to ourselves every day. I mean, in that sense, not my will be done, but his will be done. And so, but these martyrs that we're recognizing and honoring today, they gave their all. And that's deserving honor. And so I've got your intro, and then once this first portion is completed, then you got it. Okay, the first martyrs of the Church of Rome with St. Paul. He thanks God because the Church of Rome being heralded throughout the world. That's Romans chapter 1, verse 8, for anyone who's following this. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. The holy men and women are also called the proto-martyrs of Rome. They were accused of burning Rome by the Emperor Nero, who burned Rome to cover his own crimes. Some martyrs were burned as living torches at evening banquets. Some crucified, others were fed to wild animals. These martyrs died before St. Peter and Paul and are also called disciples of the apostles, whom the Holy Roman Church sent to their Lord before the apostles' death. The memorial of the first martyrs of the Holy Roman Church comes one day after the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. The first day, June 29th, is the remembrance of the two most famous martyrs who died during the persecution of Nero. St. Peter crucified upside down in 64 A.D., and St. Paul was beheaded in 67 A.D. The Feast of the First Martyrs of the Church of Rome was established after the Second Vatican Council. The feast commemorates the sacrifices made by early Christians after they were blamed for the burning of Rome during the reign of Nero. For this, many Christians were burned alive as candles or killed in the Colosseum to entertain the emperor. Even after Nero committed suicide, persecution of early Christians still persisted during the early days of the Roman Empire, only ending after the promulgation of the Edict of Milan by Emperor Constantine in 313 AD. In July of 64 AD, Rome was devastated by fire. Largely made up of wooden tenements, fire was a frequent occurrence in the city. Rumor blamed the tragedy on the unpopular Emperor Nero, who wanted to enlarge his palace. He accused the Christians. According to the historian Tacitus, many Christians were put to death, not so much of the crime of firing the city as hatred against mankind. There were Christians in Rome within a dozen or so years after the death of Jesus, though they were not the converts of the Apostle of the Gentiles, Romans 15:20. Paul had not yet visited them at the time he wrote his great letter in 57 or 58 A.D. There was a large Jewish population in Rome, probably as a result of controversy between Jews and Jewish Christians. The Emperor Claudius expelled all Jews from Rome in 49 and 50 A.D. Suetonius, the historian, says that the expulsion was due to disturbances in the city caused by the certain Christus, or Christ. Perhaps many came back after Claudius' death in 54 A.D. Paul's letter was addressed to a church with members from Jewish and Gentile backgrounds. In July of 64, more than half of Rome was destroyed by fire. Rumor blamed the tragedy on Nero, who wanted to enlarge his palace. He shifted his blame by accusing Christians. According to the historian Tacitus, many Christians were put to death because of their hatred of the human race. Peter and Paul were probably among those victims. Threatened by an army revolt and condemned to death by the Senate, Nero committed suicide in 68 A.D. at the tender age of 31. There is another group of martyrs early on in the life of Jesus, and they are collectively known as the Holy Innocents. Like the Roman Church martyrs, their death was ordered by a sovereign who was fearful of losing his own crown. In the case of the Roman martyrs whose death was ordered by the emperor himself, Nero had to have a scapegoat to protect the crown he eventually lost at age 31. Archbishop Fulton Sheen, in his Life of Christ, published in 1958, observed that the Holy Innocents, whose feast is celebrated on December 28th, were ordered massacred by Herod, who was fearful that he who came to bring a heavenly crown would steal away his own tinsel one. What men ask about divinity, wrote Sheen, is never as important as why they ask it. Whenever the good news of Jesus is preached, it met the same opposition as Jesus did, and many of those who began to follow him shared his suffering and death. But no human force could stop the power of the Spirit unleashed upon the world. The blood of the martyrs has always been and will always be the seed of Christians. And that's our saint for the day, or saints for the day.
You know, just before I play the ending of that segment, if you go to Hebrews chapter 11, that is known as the faith chapter. And, you know, because it goes back into the Old Testament and from the Old Testament, those who were martyrs, those who died for the sake of the Lord. And Hebrews chapter 12, 1 says, as a result of that, and I would say as a result of what we're talking about, the first martyrs of the Church of Rome, and all of those who have gone before us, marked with a sign of faith, who gave their all, we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses there, Mike. And so, these that we're honoring today are with us in glory. And we're, you know, they're the church triumphant. So somebody who's reading their story, they would say, oh, you know, these poor souls, they all, you know, vanished. But no, they're not. They're with forever with the Lord. Forever. And so they have attained through their witness, through the ages, that glory that we, you and I, Mike, and everybody out there in Deeper Truth Land, everybody is striving towards. And that's why we pray for those who have addictions, drugs or whatever else, whatever addiction it could be, because there's many addictions that people get addicted to. And they need deliverance. And so we do pray for Pope Francis, and we do pray for all the clergy, all the church. We pray for the priests. So I just think that it's so good and to realize that we are on that same ship as the bark of Peter.
Presenting... from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry. They won't bite.
No, but they're still blessed.
Yeah, I love the that is really good there, Mike.
And what a roll call!
Yes, it is. And salvation belongs to our God.
Who sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb, praise and glory, wisdom and faith, honor and power and strength. Peace to our God forever and ever.
Forever, amen. And, you know, Mike, tomorrow we are jumping right into the month of July. Tomorrow is July the 1st.
July the 1st.
And July the 1st. And tomorrow's saint, so listening for tomorrow's saint, Saint Junipero, Sarah, he was a gray-robed Franciscan founded missions in California about 1776 when the American Revolution was beginning in the East. And, you know, there's some history here. And so,
you know, the names that he gave these missions still apply to those cities today.
Yeah. Yeah. The word that best describes Junipero is zeal. He was zeal. He was zealous for the Lord. And that's a good model for us, to have that zeal for the Lord, that love for the Lord, that motivation, that right motivation. And it was a spirit that came from his deep prayer and dauntless will. He didn't let any obstacles get in his way. Ain't that something? That's great. He's always forward, never looking back. That was a model that he had. Always forward, never back. Kind of like in the military, you know. Yes. And his work bore fruit for 50 years after his death, as the rest of the missions were founded in a kind of Christian communal living by the Indians. When both Mexican and Americans greed caused the secularization of these missions, the Indians went back to what they had been, and that is a tragedy. God again riding straight with crooked lines. And so, I mean, what this saint did, he set in a foundation. And we are fighting those enemies of the church. And so I like his motto, always forward, never back. So in the military, you know, that's one of our Army specials. I remember going through basic training. Boot camp. And man, when we had that training, man, oh gosh. But that's true. So thank you, Mike, for another outstanding episode today for Deeper Truth Land. And so how are you doing today, Mike?
No, we're doing okay. Can you imagine those martyrs as they were burned? Some of them were burned alive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible. And when I was in Iraq, we've seen great atrocities that Al-Qaeda was putting on the people. And in fact, they say that in the 20th century, we've seen more martyrs than all ever before, because of all the what was going on in the Middle East. And so Christians, Catholics were and are in many places that still has, you know, they're still martyrs today. And so we pray for the church persecuted, and so heaven is our destiny. And that's where we should be moving forward towards in our lives.
It would be quite an experience to meet up with those. There's even a few of those martyrs who were burned, crucified, and all of that. And just spend the first 1,000 years talking to them.
Yeah. We have an eternity. And so That's why it's so powerful for us. So we are in this battle. So thank you, Mike, and we'll catch you again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat station. Good day,
okay.
Everybody. And God bless you. And I'll end it with this song right here.
And I want least of my people that you do unto me. When I was homeless, you opened your door. When I was naked, you gave me your clothes. Now enter into the home of my Father. Whatsoever you do to the least of my people,